You've got a beautiful voice. I love your voice.
Thanks.
It's wonderful. It really is. And, you know, she's singing very softly and really that's beautiful. But being no mistake, when you're live doing a gig and you've got the band behind you, her vocal range is outrageous. In fact, there's one of your songs. It reminds me a little bit of Pink Floyd. It's one the one I can't remember which
Animal.
It's the one where you it's the end where you
there's a big vocal solo
that's it's absolutely which is incredible. The songwriting, as you're all to get together, do you actually write together or do you go or do you do individual songs? How does it work?
So it depends. Sometimes we write songs together, so we're all in the studio and we just start jamming and then something happens. Or some other times, like, I come with some lyrics and a melody, and so I ask the guys, okay, this is my idea, let's play around with it. Or sometimes it's just Max and me in the studio. Yeah, and that's it. So it really depends. Can we make it? For example, was just Max and me in the studio. Yeah, we kind of arranged it live with the guys. And The Seed, I actually wrote the song with my little piano in my room alone.
Yeah,
and then we arranged it all together.
She's the band leader.
I'm a leader.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to say that a girl is bossy.
Yeah, you're right. You shouldn't be bossy, actually. You should be in control. Right.
Exactly.
That's the one.
Yes.
Yeah. Because you have to have somebody in the band that says, actually, I want it, you know, I want it a little bit like this.
Yeah. It's me. But I'm not that gentle.
No.
I want it like that.
So yes. You do all of your mixing, mastering, production yourself?
Yeah. That's my job, actually. I'm a record producer. So the studio became, by default, the nest of the band, and this is where we jam, create sounds, record sounds so far, and yeah, it's great.
Now, the song The Sea, which is on our A-list at the moment, mm-hmm. I love the song because it goes off in a direction you don't think it's going to go off on. Mm-hmm. So you've got your verse, and then it's got a pre-chorus, which completely changes.
Yeah, well, that's it. I wrote it on my own, and because, how can I say this, probably not having a huge theory knowledge, although I studied music, I know my stuff, but like I'm probably more free to explore chords, so sometimes I write stuff that is a bit so the pre-chorus is a little bit different. There's like a big it's very very floaty. Then we arranged it together with the band, and it's a very up-tempo song. It talks about family, which is a very complicated matter, because families are complicated. And we wanted, though, we didn't want to take ourselves so seriously. So that's why I had in mind a very up-tempo, very energetic arrangement for it.
Yeah, you also got some great videos as well. Mm. So I suspect you direct all those as well.
Yes and no, though. The Seed, the live in the studio, for example, it was, the artistic direction was us, but someone else filmed it. Otherwise, most of the other videos, we hired directors for them.
Mm. Yeah.
But we've realized recently that giving ourselves the artistic direction was actually quite nice. You know, like when you're a musical artist, you are kind of a complete artist as well. You know which are the correct visuals for your song. So, for example, for The Seed, it was Mary who took care of the whole visual communication, the flowers, and even the cover with Ray on it. So I guess we might go through a phase like that for a while.
We have this big flower on the artwork, and then on The Seed, The Seed made us all the warmest home for everyone, which is feminine and masculine energy together, and then a flower is born. So we wanted to have it on all the press pictures and the artwork as well. For the next one, we'll have this theme flowers again. Well. Yes.
Yeah.
It's so we're going to do Can We Make It?
Brilliant. Oh, sorry, I sounded really loud when I said shouted into the microphone. Sorry, you're brilliant.
Michelle, you can sing with us if you want.
No, I'm not going to. I'm going to listen to this beautiful song in my headphones because I love it.
Tell me what you see when the universe gets dark and all the reed. Fight against the only thing we think we need, the only language everybody speaks. On and on it goes. Find a corner of the earth where you belong. Step on ends of golden trees and all the reeds will suddenly be crawling on its knees for you and me. Call me lion. Cut it, kill it, take it, move it, eat it, tear it apart. Homes on fire. Cut it, kill it, take it, move it, eat it, tear it apart. Can we make it right? We're running out of time. Can we make it right? Can we make it? Can we make it right? We're running out of time. Can we make it right? Can we make it? Something made us weak. Something made us disappear and now we weep. Lay a flower where it hurts and let it grow. Protect your own and make it of the world. Yeah, of the world. Call me lion. Cut it, kill it, take it, move it, eat it, tear it apart. Homes on fire. Cut it, kill it, take it, move it, eat it, tear it apart. Can we make it right? We're running out of time. Can we make it right? Oh, can we make it? Can we make it right? We're running out of time. Can we make it right? Oh, can we make it?
Is a song that I've actually played to death on repeat. One of those songs.
You warned the MP3.
It is. It's been in the car. It's been at home. Oh, it's been going around. Nice. You know when you get addicted to a song, you're like going, "Oh, that's a song." I, you know, if you're talking about songs, I wish I'd have written. That'd be one of them. Now,
thank you.
The best lyric that you've ever written. Tell us about it.
Actually, I would pick this song. Can we make it? So. There's a part in the second verse where I'm saying, lay a flower where it hurts, protect your own and make it of the world. And so Can We Make It is a song about environment and what we're doing to the planet. What I meant when I wrote that was that only nature can heal nature. We should actually stop doing what we're doing and just find a real solution to what we're doing to the planet. So lay a flower where it hurts. So lay flowers where we're destroying everything right now, and protect your own. Make sure that what you have around you is flourishing and is blossoming, and then make it of the world, because we are part of everything, you know.
You've won, I like to say, a competition.
Yes.
But it's a bit more than that. So tell it, I'm going to try and pronounce it. Is it Promo Maggio Festival?
Primo Maggio.
Oh dear, there we go. Buongiorno, come stai? Is that not bad?
That
oh, there we go. See, the only thing I can say.
It was amazing, really. Oh, yes. So we received this email, was it like before Christmas? And we were like, yeah, they were asking us to take part on this competition, and we were like, okay, let's just do it. I mean, we're gonna play in London. It was just for us an opportunity to play at Cargo in Shoreditch. But little did we know that we would have won. In April, it was the final, and there were loads of bands that performed during what was it, like 6 months probably?
Yeah, yeah.
And we won, and a week after we were on stage in Rome, one of the biggest stages, and we were on national TV. And as you know, I'm Italian, so that was... and Andrea, too, our drummer. So that was... It was a dream, because we arrived, and then... from backstage, there was like a rotating stage, and then we found ourselves in front of how many people?
60,000 people.
Yes.
Wow.
And I mean, it was
a big
crazy
club.
Yeah.
And our families were like watching us, because my family lives up north, and Andrea's family is in the south, and they were watching us on national TV. Some people came to see us in Rome. I mean, it was amazing, and we played "The Seed," our single.
Yeah.
It was a great experience. I think so far one of the best the biggest stages we've played.
Wow, 60,000.
Yes.
Well, what a dream for any musician that is. That's amazing.
And the show in the evening was even beautiful. We were a guest of honor in this little town in the south, quite famous, called Matera. And there were less people, like 5,000, but it was beautiful. We played this 1 hour set, I think.
Yeah, an hour set. Yeah.
Yeah, an hour set in the old city, and it was very emotional to see. Well, to have played, of course, in Rome, and then to just rest there for an hour, play our music, because it was very tranquil. The energy.
We were
just ourselves, and looking at the old city. And lighted at night, well, it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. On the 19th of September, we're going to do a sulfur sound session. We've been doing many of these, and it's quite fun.
I really love it.
Because, as you know, our live performances are quite... we have quite a big... set lineup, so our songs are quite strong live, but to do sulfur sounds was like something completely different. We had to do an acoustic set. It's really intimate, and sometimes I don't even have a mic, it's really emotional, and you really connect with the crowd. It's really nice. On the 19th of September, we still don't know the location, because they always say it's a little bit last minute, but we're going to write it on our page. We're going to let you know.
So what's the next project for you?
So we're still promoting our song "The Seed." We just released a live performance of it. So you can find it on Spotify, on iTunes, on all platforms, on YouTube if you want to watch the video. We're already working on the next single, which we can say it's called "A Rose is a Rose."
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be out at the end of September. So we're working on it, but at the moment we're still promoting the other one. So
will you be playing that at the basement?
Yes, we will. Yes, we will play.
That voice was Martin again, like a disembodied...
The ghost.
Disembodied person.
The ghost of Phoenix FM.
It's like we're having a seance, isn't
it? We'll be playing that.
It was a bit... It was slipper so creepy, that voice as well. Thank you, Martin. Thank you very much, Martin. Now, we are going to end on The Seed, which is on our A-list at the moment. If you do want to get a copy of it, it is absolutely everywhere at the moment.
We've got something for you, Michelle.
Oh,
and Martin. Yes.
Oh, wow.
A bottle for you to celebrate.
Thank you. That's lovely. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
I do drink. Get off. You're not having my wine.
The ghost has spoken again.
That's lovely. Thank you.
Are you taking a picture of me with alcohol in my hands? Okay, yay.
Please drink reasonably.
Oh, thank Thank you very much. That's lovely. A gift from guests. I should make this a thing that you do every guest now.
Before now they come know.
In. No, they know. The bar has been set. So just a quick mention out for your websites and all your social media.
Yes. So we have a website, indigofacemusic.com. You can find us on Facebook, Indigo Face Music. Twitter, same, Indigo Face Music. And on Instagram, we are indigoface.music.
So thank you very much for you both coming in. Wish you all the success. And also, don't forget, if you want to see them locally on the 8th of September, that will be at the Basement. It's going to be with sunscreen. And you've got DJs there. Martin.
Hello. The Ghost.
Mark Ghost and Martin.
Hello.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Which has been organised by Martin. So here is the single. This is Indigo Face on our A-list. It's absolutely brilliant. And it's called The Seed. Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you so much.
Remember all the good you did to me. Or will I always draw the line between us three? There was a way for us to make a better choice. It was for you to realize I had a voice. Why did you watch me struggle? Why did you hold me down? Down, down, down. Uh-oh, I didn't know you struggled.